It's Thursday, August 4th, 2022. I'm Jay Samuel Deal, and this is The Hidden Node, Dog Days of Podcasting Edition for the 2022 season. Today, we're visiting the Beacon Voice, an NPC designed for science fiction and deep space campaigns. Through that tapestry of darkness pricked with endless points of light, there are vast stretches of nothing along the trail. An auto fuel station here and there, but the bots run those. Haulers sleep through those. Why wake when there's no one to chatter to? But there on the edge, where the great gate thrums before the jump point, is a terminal for voice worth hearing. Z's a friendly voice, muffled by endless stellar static, a worn antenna, and thick sheets of pockmarked metal. But it's a friendly voice that'll guide vessels through that jump across the endless. Z's a sole manager and operator of an outstation at the fringe of this sector's assigned space. Alone, isolated, and solitary is the impression most travelers get when passing by. The voice, though? Z tell you that just ain't so. Oh, there's bouts where the calm is silent, side the beacons off the gate, or the data pulse noticed from the inner worlds. But someone's always coming or going. One can see them on the scope, silhouettes of heat against an ocean of black, on their way coming here or heading deep. And those, eventually, they'll be back around. Z hasn't been off this little pebble of a station in a decade. Maintenance crews occasionally pop in, but the local swarm takes care of most things. Every now and then, someone launches a tube of printer matter for the station's fabbers, and the garden pot's a great time eater for things worth eating. Things are okay out here. The flybys ain't short. Comm range is measured in days, sometimes weeks depending on how big of an antenna or how vocal the chatter, and Z loves the stories. Loves trading them too. Not a ship goes by that Z doesn't see, and maybe, for the gift was a little something dropped out the back of a cargo hold, Z tells someone about who was logged in a flyby. A quiet life marked by occasional bit of charming talk, Z's not manipulated by too much except gossip and the occasional world-bound treat. So station is designed to survive rogue debris storms, and the worst the gate can dish out. So unless someone has come packing a military vessel, they're probably not popping that can. Kindness is more likely to take someone an extra light year. In sci-fi, they're the station before system gate, the last checkpoint before the big star jump, or the first voice heard after the arrival. They'll put eyes on a party's ride and make sure everything traversed without a hitch. In westerns, they're the last wagon depot before heading out. They can point towards the guides who know the land as their birthright and sell that last little bit of kit needed to make the trip possible. In epic fantasy, they're the voice of the healing spring the party finds just before the dungeon entrance. The cautious nature spirit that wants no harm to come to the children of humanity. Out here, just at the edge of civilization, a watchful keeper, holding the flame aloft against the sea of night. This is a life Z has chosen, but Z will eagerly hear the adventure of others. Trade goods, but more importantly, trade stories. So the purpose of the Beacon Voice is to create a positive, memorable character along the journey for your players. They work best when your players are traveling back and forth across a particular sector of space. And sometimes they're going to get voices that are, not super friendly. But this voice, well, Z's meant to be one of comfort, of welcoming, of feeling like for a brief bit, you found a home along the road. They're a nice diversion amongst the coming and going of a campaign. Someone who doesn't really want to fleece the party, who doesn't want to cause them harm, mostly just want to make sure they're okay. Sometimes it's nice just to have a friendly voice out there in the dark. The audio portions of this episode is shared on a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. Sounds and music are provided by Sirenscape's Shipboard sound set. Please see the website for individual song and sound usage. The text for this episode is shared under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. Have a good time with the character and let me know if you use them for something. Until tomorrow, bye-bye.